on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. You got to admit, this is pretty good to watch. This is, you know, people say, well, there might be fatigue, as voters might get fatigued with this. Fatigue, I love this stuff. This is the greatest presidency ever to keep an eye on, isn't it?
It's getting a little tiring.
No, it's not. It's like...
every day there's a crisis.
A manufactured crisis. There is actually no crisis, by the way. The economy is booming. The stock market is an all-time record high. Unemployment is at a record low. There's more peace in the world than we usually have. No real conflicts. That's the main job of a president, peace and prosperity. He's been very successful. Everything else is a manufactured crisis. Oh, what he asked the Ukrainian president to investigate something for him. It was almost like a quid pro quo. If you think that doesn't go on every 2 seconds with every administration ever in history, you're nuts. One thing he was sent there to do, though, is bust up the system. And I think he has stumbled onto something. I don't know if this was strategic or he planned it, but I think he has really stumbled onto something. This practice of these politicians collecting millions and sometimes billions. What they do is they put relatives on the payroll. They can't take the money, but the brother-in-law can, or the son can, or the brother can, or the cousin can. There's going to be a lot of this starting to come out now. This could be the biggest, most important thing Donald Trump does for us. Look at Biden. Here's a really sleazebag, corrupt politician. The son gets an $8 million deal, $8 million for a no-show job in the Ukraine. He gets $1.5 billion from China for his amateur hedge fund. He says they never discussed it. As Michael Goodman points out, the vice president's making an official visit to China on Air Force Two, and his son is sitting there with him. Now, we're supposed to believe... that for this, you ever fly to China? It's like an 18-hour trip. Yes. It's 18 hours. That in 18 hours, never said to his kid, we're supposed to believe, he never once said, what are you doing on this flight? Why are you going to China? You're just going to go sightseeing, or what are you doing there? You, we're supposed to believe they never discussed why he was on the flight or what he was going there for.
Just bring your son to work day.
He gets $1.5 billion. Now, to be fair, he only got $1 billion. The $500 million was put in later. The original initial payment from the meeting was $1 billion that the Chinese gave him. It's an 18-hour flight back. We're supposed to believe this kid never once mentioned to his father, hey, I got $1 billion while I was there.
No, not important.
Never came up. So Biden's brother gets a contract to build houses in Iraq for $1.5 billion, even though he's never built anything in his life. Let's say it was Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump got a contract to build houses in Iraq. But at least they're builders. They build buildings all day. That's what they do all the time. Maybe they could know how to build a house in Iraq, but Biden's brother knows nothing about it. $1.5 billion contract. There's some car dealer in Houston, I think he is. He, the biggest donor to Biden. Biden goes over to Ukraine, gets this guy a deal to open all the car dealerships in Ukraine. And
what a coincidence.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to Romania yet, by the way. Romania is coming next for Biden. There's some stuff in Romania. There's all kinds of stuff on Biden. There's a million of these things coming out. Look at Pelosi's brother-in-law. He gets a $1 billion contract to build some solar plant in the desert. Even though he's never built a solar plant, but he gets the contract. Look at the Pelosi's. You know how much money they've made, her husband, on government contracts? I think I'll put it up tomorrow. You know, Pelosi once made a lot of money on insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's legal for congressmen and women to engage in insider trading, but she made a lot of money on it. They do this stuff all the time. And you can go through the whole country. Look at, what's his name, Elijah Cummings. This is another thing they do. Besides... the relatives go on the corporate boards and get millions. They set up foundations. You know how many people in Congress have these foundations? Now, the Clinton Foundation, you got to give them credit. That was the biggest con job ever in history. That was like a $1.2 billion fake foundation. But they've all got these foundations. Elijah Cummings has one. Then they call them like the Help the Homeless Foundation or the Freedom Foundation. Or so he raises millions for his foundation. And one thing they did was pay his wife $250,000 a year as a consultant to the foundation.
Oh,
so
okay.
This goes on all the time. So the president, as Michael Goodman pointed out, smells blood here. That's why he's going off on all of this. Start to expose all of this.
So just on Biden.
Well, no, it's going to spread. But that's why the swamp is in panic. There's, and they're not all guilty. You know, you got guys like Peter King, real honest, decent guy.
Yeah.
Congressman Carolyn Maloney, you know, just there for trying to do the right thing. But then you got all these swamp idiots in their dirt, and the president knows they're all corrupt.
We are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics.
You know, and the saddest thing is the media, totally corrupt here. There's no excuse for them not going to Hunter Biden or an official from the Biden campaign. Tell us exactly how he got that job in the Ukraine, where they never heard of him. He doesn't speak Ukrainian, doesn't know anything about the energy business, doesn't know anything about their business. Why would they hire him and give him $8 million?
No interest there.
The fact that no news organization has asked him to explain this, and they just keep asking Biden.
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else.
The whole thing is a conflict of interest. Biden was put in charge. I don't know why, but President Obama made Biden in charge of dealing with Ukraine. Suddenly his son is hired. And these Chuck Todds and Stephanopoulos and Lester Holtz just lie to you all day. They keep saying with Hunter Biden, no evidence of wrongdoing, because nobody's ever asked him anything. Then they keep pointing out, when Biden went over and got the prosecutor fired, they keep pointing out, Hunter Biden was not under investigation by the prosecutor. No one ever said he was. The prosecutor was investigating the company he worked for. Why would the company give him $8 million? Because maybe his father could get that prosecutor fired. And he did. Killed the investigation into the company. So, I don't know. What do we do about this? It's not, well, what can you do?
It just keeps shouting.
There's nothing you can do about this. I don't know what's going to happen or how. I don't think we'll ever get the New York Times back or the Washington Post. These were all great news organizations for years, now completely lost and gone. Meet the Press, totally corrupted by Chuck Todd. Stephanopoulos, how does he even not recuse himself? He was involved in cover-ups with the Clinton administration when he worked there. They even put him on the cover of Time magazine once as one of the guys covering up. He's involved heavily with the Clinton Foundation, a fake foundation.
I mean, the claim is, the issue here is President Trump tried to enlist the help of a foreign government to investigate his political adversary. That's the crime.
Well, we do this all the time. We, for instance, in Mueller's case, 13 times he went to foreign governments and asked for them to investigate or get us evidence. Now, you could say, well, it's okay to, but not when it's your political rival.
Yes.
Well, but that's done all the time. What was the Mueller investigation? He was investigating the Republican nominee for 2020 for 2 years and using foreign governments in his investigation. Why is that okay?
It's Robert Mueller. That's okay.
What is it? We can use foreign governments to investigate. We do that all the time. That's done a million. In fact, if they want to, they probably will at some point. They'll put out a list of a million occasions where we did that. There is even a treaty that Bill Clinton signed with the Ukraine that they would cooperate and investigate for us when we needed them. It's a 1996 treaty you can look up. We do it all the time. It's always done. Now, the argument is, but yes, but you can't do, you have to stop when it's your political rival.
Right. Yes, correct.
Well, then anybody could avoid an investigation. Bernie Madoff could just announce he's running against Donald Trump, and then you'd have to stop the investigation. If you're not allowed to investigate your political rival, what is Adam Schiff doing right now? What are they doing in Congress? Nancy Pelosi, what a she came up with. She may give all this up and just take over the Tonight Show. You listen to this funny joke.
There's this meme going around of me, and I'm saying, Donald, you used to own a casino. You know the house always wins.
All right, you're saying it's not that funny. We got to admit her snappy delivery. Well, boy, can she tell a joke. Look at that delivery.
There's this meme going around of me, and I'm saying, Donald.
She may have a malpractice suit against her dentist, whoever this guy is. I don't know. Hey, there's something bad the president did. A lot of people are going to come after him on this. I don't think this is good, but he's made an agreement with Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to support the Kurds right now. Hey, when we came to fighting ISIS, the Kurds were on the front line. The Kurds did all the work. The Kurds took all the bullets. and now we're abandoning them, and the Turks will go in there and wipe them out and kill them. So this is a bad decision by the president. He's going to get a lot of flack for this, and I don't know why he's doing it. Obviously, there's something going on with Turkey. You know, Reagan was going to stand up to them. Bush was going to everybody's going to stand up to them, and then they back down. It must have something to do with we need to put bases there, missiles there, air defense there, that kind of stuff.
Now, the thing is, we only have like 150 soldiers there, right? There's not a lot of American servicemen.
But we had enough air power and fighter power but those Kurds are going to get slaughtered. Bad decision by the president. So, Ilhan Omar getting divorced.
Really?
She's available, guys.
Well, yeah.
Who's the guy she was married to? That's not her brother, is it?
No, that was a... Well, she got married to her brother first to get him over here, right?
Yeah, she married her brother, and now she marries this guy. See, that doesn't pay to marry outside the family. It doesn't work out. she got rid of the first husband, who was her brother.
Yeah.
Was that a divorce?
I'm sure.
It was a friendly divorce, because he said to her, if you do that, I'll tell Mom. I don't know. Now, let's get to Mayor de Blasio. This guy created the homeless nightmare that we have. It was all fixed under Giuliani and Bloomberg, and then he comes back in and he allows homeless people to take over the streets. You're not here most nights walking around, but it is one big homeless camp in Manhattan. And if you get on the subways, there's a homeless guy sleeping on every car.
Yep.
Panhandlers, homeless, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. It's out of control. And he's also putting these homeless camps in. He put one next to Carnegie Hall. There's one on Park Avenue. It's just the most insane policy. High-ranking guys in the Giuliani and Bloomberg administration got together over the weekend and put out a statement saying this is all his fault. It's out of control. He's got to stop. The only thing he did to try to help the situation is he put wife Shirlane McRae in charge of what the hell was that organization?
Thrive NYC.
Thrive NYC, and gave him $1 billion to do something about the homeless problem. And she came up with some ideas. Yoga classes for the homeless. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yoga classes for the homeless. Anyway, the money was wasted, lost, stolen. She doesn't know what the hell happened to it. And the problem is a nightmare. It's out of control. And now you got this it was a homeless guy who killed four homeless people.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But you got all this stuff going on all over the streets in New York. You got cops saying they can't do much about anything. There's a million crimes that have been decriminalized, from urinating in the street to turnstile jumping, and cops are afraid to do anything. They could clean this up in a second, but they're afraid of this administration won't back them up. There's people that say the key to all this, besides the fact that he's a crazy socialist liberal, is Eric Garner. That after the Eric Garner case, de Blasio got freaked out about doing anything about law enforcement. Because that was him, believe it or not. Some big donor sold cigarettes in Staten Island. He didn't like these guys selling the illegal cigarettes. He called City Hall, ordered he's a big donor, but it's basically an order. I want these guys stopped. So it was City Hall that called Staten Island, that precinct, told him to get these guys off the street and be tough about it. So the Eric Garner case happened. It freaked out de Blasio. That's the last time he ever pushed for any tough enforcement on anything. So I don't know. How long has he got?
I think another 2 years.
So you're going to have the streets just decay, crime, homeless, everything get worse. The only thing is they're looking at a casino in New York City. So that they're working very diligently on, because they got to get this casino deal done before 2 years. Otherwise, somebody else will get the payoffs on all of this. The casino companies, who is this? Wynn is one?
I think it's Wynn Resort. There's several that are vying for the contract to build a casino in New York City.
Now, how do you vie for a contract in New York City? If you're Wynn Casinos, MGM Grand, any of these companies, do you send some accountants to meet with the city zoning board? No, that's not. You don't do it that way. No, you write a check for about $30 million to some lobbyists, and you say, go to New York and spread this around and get us the license.
Yep.
So that's why Governor Cuomo, Albany, legislature, City Hall, they are all frantically working to collect this money from the lobbyists.
Well, what are they going to do about the homeless?
That has to wait. We've got casino business. As they would say, we have business with Hyman Roth. We don't want this disrupted. So where would they put this casino? Obviously, the mayor is scheming for something on Rikers Island, but where else would you put it?
I don't know. Where else is there? Well, you don't want to put it on Staten Island.
Reason they put those casinos in Foxwoods, Atlantic City, was to attract tourists. Maybe tourists will come and spend money. I don't think we have that problem here, do we?
No. No.
You ever walk to Times Square and say, gee, I wish there were tourists here. How come there's no tourists here? You can't even move in Times Square.
Well, maybe they put it in Hudson Yards and that'll attract people.
That's interesting. I could do that because...
There's still a space there, right?
Well, Hudson Yards is totally dead, empty, nobody's there, but... They built that thinking it'll be multi-zillion dollar, wealthy, this. I don't think they want these senior citizens with the fanny packs and the cup full of nickels at the slot machine.
I think it would attract a higher clientele.
I don't think they were looking for the senior citizen buses. That's most of the casino business now. Hey, we'll take some calls when we come back. Check out the webpage. This is a powerful Donald Trump campaign ad. It's one of the most moving ads. It's really, forget the campaign, just in general, it's a real life lesson. You should listen to this ad. And then check out, if you want to be a Navy SEAL, see if you could get through the training. This will show you what you have to do to get through the training to be a Navy SEAL. Also, Fred Armisen, he's one of the greatest impressionists in the world. Watch this. He shows you, it's not just a New York accent. There's like 11 different New York accents. It's really interesting. Take a look at it. It's all on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. New study, sitting all day can actually affect your health in a big, big way. In other words, most people who work in an office, sit at a desk all day, really can affect your health. You should stand as much as possible. I do this show standing up. Anybody ever see me sit down? Never. You should try to stand. A lot of people get those desks, those stand-up desks. Or if you can't and you have to sit, they say get up every 20 minutes and walk around. There's even an app for that. There's some kind of, or it's built into the iPhone now. It's a little thing that every 20 minutes they'll tell you to stand up, walk around, take a walk, come back. But if you just sit all the time, it wears down everything in you, your immune system, more vulnerable to diseases. Let's go to Danny in Long Island. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Mark, that's great information. When I was in elementary school, I tried to get up and walk around. They said I had ADD. But
that's
anyway,
true.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Listen, I woke up this morning with the news that the president is pulling all of our troops out of Syria, and my morning coffee never tasted better. Because, I mean, enough is enough. I work in an Army Reserve base where I'm a civilian employee. I watched a unit deploy to Syria 2 years ago. I watched mothers, sons, grandsons, wives hugging people goodbye, and they spent 13 months in the sand, and two kids did not get to come home, if you know what I mean. So enough is enough. I don't care if we're offending the Kurds, the Turds, the whatever. He's 100%
right. Well, okay, that's the president's argument, or he's got some deal with Turkey there to pull out. But these Kurds did the fighting for us. They took all the bullets, all the harm fighting ISIS. You can't just abandon them.
We got enough air power sitting there that if anything goes wrong in a hurry. But these troops on this ground are just targets, and when you get involved in other people's civil war, you piss somebody off, and if the Turks come in there and do the wrong thing, then their cities will be getting blown up by terrorists, and we can stand for a while and say, you know what, we've sacrificed enough.
All right, but there's a lot of people that know these Kurds are going to get slaughtered. There's a lot of people who aren't going to like this. It's not going to look good. Let's go to Joe in Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Hi. Hi. Just a quick comment.
Okay?
Yeah. Why
are you you work as a funeral director?
How did you know?
Because you have that voice, like, welcome to Campbell's. And
No, I just want to say, I'm sure you're sick and tired of this double standard as I am, that Republicans can be investigated nonstop, right, left, backwards and forwards, but dare anyone suggest a Democrat be investigated, all hell breaks loose, and
exactly.
It's time for impeachment.
Exactly. This is a textbook case that should be taught in journalism schools forever. Not one journalist ever went to Hunter Biden. How'd you get this job? What exactly did you do there? How often did you work? Not one question. And that the reason they never, ever ask a single question is that way they could say there's no evidence of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. If this were Don Jr., it would be front page of the New York Times. 100,000 reporters would be assigned to find out exactly what did he do there. They'd send 30 people on a plane to the Ukraine, find out exactly where his desk was, what did he do, did he ever come to the office, did he ever... And then they'd show how he took $8 million without doing anything. So no investigation whatsoever. It's unbelievable. Forget what Trump did. Let's say you could argue what he did was wrong or wasn't wrong. Forget that. If you said to any of these people, aside from that, don't you think it's wrong for Biden and his relatives and all these congressmen and women to get no-show jobs for their relatives? Don't you think that's wrong? What do they say? They
never, no evidence of wrongdoing.
No evidence of wrongdoing. That's because there's no investigation. Do you know with the Bernard Madoff, there was no evidence of wrongdoing until they investigated. Then they found it. if you're a big Norah O'Donnell fan, I know many people just can't wait for the evening news with Norah O'Donnell. I just TiVo it every night, and I sometimes watch it. I'm kidding. There's nobody on earth. Even in the studio, there's nobody watching the Norah O'Donnell newscast. So they've announced they're moving it to D.C.
Really?
Oh, they've built an incredible new studio. Yeah, that was the problem. The studio wasn't right.
Well, actually, she didn't want to come to New York because I think she's based in D.C.
Yeah, that was part of the problem. For 100 years, the evening news is done from New York, but she wants to remain in D.C.
Well, that'll make a big change. It'll be much better.
Well, you know, they had to do it. They just had to do it. Otherwise, they might not have been able to get Norah O'Donnell. Thank God she was available. But they were able to get her. I mean, they have to make these incredible sacrifices to get Norah O'Donnell. Just watch it once. You only have to watch a minute. It is the most boring thing you've ever seen. The most boring, drab woman in the world. She makes Kamala Harris look exciting.
She doesn't really have much energy, does she?
There's nothing. And she's getting $8 million a year. Now you're saying, what? Look at this. Gayle King got a contract for $11 million a year. These two got a contract because they were sitting in the middle of Me Too headquarters at CBS. CBS News was the Me Too capital of the world. They're both getting good contracts to keep quiet. Don't leave. Don't write a book. Don't do anything. So it says here, big New Yorker piece, Harvey Weinstein paid private detectives, intelligence guys that went into the dark net to do surveillance on all the journalists. Find out everything about these journalists, their private lives, their phone calls. Did you ever do surveillance on a journalist? You could go to sleep just reading these reports.
Exactly.
These journalists don't do a damn thing.
No.
They do have the most boring lives in the world. Hey, did the Jets lost yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Jets are going to be 0-7, guaranteed.
No, they're 0-4 right now. Yeah, they're on their way.
Next three games are teams they can't possibly
beat. That's correct,
So start 0-7. The Giants, I didn't see the game. Were they any good yesterday?
No.
Okay, but this guy's still pretty good.
He had flashes.
This new quarterback, he's like, is he two?
He won two. He won the first two games, and this is his first loss.
Okay, 2-1 is a miracle for this guy. They play the Patriots.
Yeah, that's going to be fun on Thursday too.
Thursday, so they lose that. Patriots will be 6-0. Jets will be. Giants will be. What will they be?
2-4. If they
2-4
Thursday.
Hey, for the Giants, that's a great year. That's a year they'll remember. 2-4.
Well, they're only predicted to win six games in all.
Hey, they'll have a parade for that. To even win six games is a miracle right now. When we come back, the greatest political analyst of all, the guy who's seen it all, Ed Rollins, he's been in all these White Houses, he's been through impeachments. We'll ask him, what does he think's going to happen? Is the president going to be all right? We'll get to that next on 710 WOR.
Put a little more Mark Simone in your day. Get his podcast on demand at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, Ed Rollins is the dean of political commentators, the best analyst of all. Also, he runs the greatamericapack.org. If you want to help fight on the president's side and help for 2020 and help fight this impeachment, you can do it through greatamericapack.org. Ed Rollins, how you doing? Nope. Are you there? I think we lost him. Ed Rollins, are you there? Ed, are you there?
I'm here, Mark.
Now we can hear you. Something was wrong there. We got you now. You've been in a lot of White Houses. You've seen a lot of these investigations, impeachments. Is the president in any danger here?
Well, I think there's no question he's going to be impeached by the Democrats. They have the 218 votes. They've been wanting to do this since November 7th, since he got elected. They now think they have an issue. I don't, but they do. But I think we're prepared for a long battle here, and I think the reality is what I've never seen in a White House is the treacherous behavior that a CIA guy or whoever the whistleblower is basically is had access to phone calls and that are totally contrary to what both the president and the president of Ukraine have said was on the phone call, and they're going to try and use that as an issue to impeach. I mean, it's, how would you like to sit around and have your secretary every day saying, well, he does this or he does that? You know, the people that are in the White House, you're supposed to be able to trust. Conversations with foreign leaders are supposed to be confidential. The president did not do anything wrong from his perspective, and the president of Ukraine did not feel threatened in any way, shape, or form. So to me, it's just the excuse. When the president first got elected and people said, you know, the intelligence community is against him because they're all liberal Democrats or they're all basically Obama people, beware. And I think to a certain extent, we saw the FBI try and stop the leadership of the FBI, try and take him out, first of all. And this is the second step of the people who are the, sort of the partisans, the Brennans and what have you, are using their insider information to try and do him in. I don't think the American public's going to put up with it, but certainly the Democrats in Congress have their excuse to go forward.
Now, Ed Rollins, you've been sitting there in the room a million times where a president's talking to a foreign leader. Have you ever heard a president say to a foreign leader, hey, could you help us? Could you look into something for us? Is that unusual?
It's not unusual, basically. I mean, you set conditions, you know, sometimes, as we have said, you know, we're not going to deal with the North Koreans. We're not going to deal with them until they make certain provisions, some certain changes. They say it back to us. Equally as important, as, you know, situations in other countries. You know, would you look into this? Could we do this? We could be friends and allies on this particular issue. But this was not a threat. The president himself did not make any threat in that call. Whatever reason they were holding back the Ukrainian money I take the president at his word. Ukraine has been a country with a lot of corruptions. There's a new president. Before we invest millions more dollars, which we've already invested an enormous sum of money in their protection, you want to make sure that it's not being shoveled out the door to corrupt figures. And I think that was part of the conversation about corruption.
You think the real problem here is he's kind of stepped on the third rail. He's exposed something they didn't want exposed, which is a lot of them have their relatives on payrolls for millions of dollars. Is that part of this problem?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you know, I remember an occasion when George W. Bush, when I was the political director of the White House and his father was vice president, and he was looking for a job in government, I'd explained to him, no, you can't get a job. We have nepotism laws. And, you know, he was at a point, this was not when he was governor, before being governor, and certainly I never thought he was going to be president of the United States. But we did the same thing with Michael Reagan, the president's son, Fred Fielding, the White House counsel. Every day was talking to him about things he could do and things he couldn't do. But I think at this point in time, when you think of someone like, you know, Hunter Biden, who has no experience whatsoever in either Ukraine or in energy, all of a sudden getting $50,000-$65,000 a month to be on a board or to go into China and get on a multi-billion dollar corporation that's 80% owned by the Chinese government, he gets 10% of it. It's clearly because his name is Biden and no expertise in China, no expertise in investment. So my sense, it's a different way of paying things off, and it needs to be stopped. And I think to a certain extent, the president's making every effort.
Hey, if this all ended and got cleared up, and how does Biden continue to run? He can't come out against corporate greed because his son is guilty of it. Can't come out against fracking because his son works for a fracking company. How's he campaign after this?
Well, I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I never did. And I think to a certain extent, that's the other issue, is why are we afraid of him? You know, the president's in a good position to beat any of the Democrats. They're all still left wing. But I think to a certain extent, you know, Biden's always kind of brushed the line. You know, he cheated in law school. He cheated in his first campaign of using plagiarized speech. He's got his brother who's doing some, you know, dubious things. And again, his son, who was thrown out of the Navy for smoking dope after he was getting a drug exception to get into the Navy at a later age, you know, it's not exactly like they're setting standards of morality.
So, but the big problem is the media. Total double standard. If a Trump did anything wrong, it's all you'd hear about night and day. Biden does something wrong, there's no investigation of any kind, which allows them to say no evidence of wrongdoing because they didn't investigate. What? There's nothing a president can do about that, is there?
Well, equally as important, when you deal with the president's children, the president's two sons basically are running a multi-billion dollar real estate company that's lost $400 million since he's been president.
Yeah.
They're not making new deals. They're undoing old deals. They have been above board in all of their dealings. Ivanka had to close down her business when she went to work in the White House. and Jared Kushner is not doing anything relative to business. So, you know, the idea that these people were rich and running things before they got into the presidency, you know, what's Trump going to do? Fold his whole company up, a multi-billion-dollar company, turn it over to his children to run, or his young adults.
So,
and they're trying to compare that to a guy getting $50,000, $65,000 a month with no experience whatsoever in energy, doesn't speak the language. And if the name was Joe Smith or your name or my name, we certainly it wouldn't be any interest in paying us any this kind of fees. So, I mean, you think about $50,000 a month for a part-time job. There's no board of directors anywhere in this country that pays people that kind of money. And everybody gets on a board of directors has to have some expertise. He has absolutely no expertise whatsoever in energy or doesn't speak the language either. So the idea that you check every month because your name is Biden, you know, I think is you know, needs to be investigated.
Yeah. So, Ed Rollins, if they vote to actually make an official impeachment and all that in the House, and all, what does the president need to do? Does he need to hire the right lawyers, attorneys? What does he need to do to represent himself?
I think to a certain extent he has to defend himself. You know, he has a good story. There's no question they're going to do it. I mean, they've got the votes. It takes 218 votes to do that. They have 15 or 20 more than that. They've got that many already signed up to do it. Doesn't matter. They could impeach him tomorrow if they chose to do that. They can't convict him, and there's no legal measurement here that you can argue that he did. So I think to a certain extent, what he has to do is get his defenders around the country. And certainly, I'm going to do everything I can with my PAC to continue to tell his true story. The Senate is not, you know, the Senate Republicans certainly are not going to basically give him any votes. And Nancy Pelosi said, I wouldn't do this unless it was bipartisan. There will not be a single Republican in the House of Representatives.
Are you sure? Well, what about the creepy Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan type snakes in the swamp? You don't think they'll turn on him?
I think Mitt Romney would love to. I think Mitt Romney would love to lead a coup because Mitt Romney is still regretful of the fact that he lost the presidency and equally as important when he groveled to try and be Secretary of State and Trump wouldn't hire him. you know, I mean, I think there's a bitterness there. And, you know, he ought to represent the people of Utah. And I can guarantee you the people of Utah do not want this president impeached overwhelmingly. But, you know, I think he resents that Trump got to be president. He didn't. I think he's once would love to be the leader of the opposition, but he'll pay a very heavy price if he does.
All right. Now, if you want to donate some money, Ed Rollins runs the GreatAmericaPAC.org. They're very good at getting the message out. Also, figuring out which candidates, which districts to support. And would people just go to GreatAmericaPAC.org?
That's the best way, and be very appreciative of any of that. So, I think the key thing here is you and others that basically know the truth and tell the truth need to keep doing this. This is going to be a miserable couple months here, and it's going to be, you know, I remember in 1964 when I was in college, there was a movie called 7 Days in May.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the generals in the Pentagon were going to overthrow the president. We all sat back. We were sort of stunned by the movie, but we also thought, my God, this could never happen here. Well, I'm telling you, it's there are people in the FBI and the leadership, not the president, but there are people in the FBI who are basically trying to plot and scheme against this president. There are people still in the CIA and people who are at the high levels of CIA who are trying to do this. And all of these whistleblowers are intelligent officers. By the rules of conduct, CIA agents are not allowed to investigate in America. Their whole premise is to investigate for the president outside the country. They're supposed to be telling you what's instead this guy or girl, whoever it is chosen to use hearsay evidence and try and make a case against the president. And the media basically is running with it because they want him out. And they want another Watergate so they all get Pulitzers.
Well, everybody help out. Go to GreatAmericaPAC.org, GreatAmericaPAC.org. Ed Rollins, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Take care. Oh, and everybody check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. Hey, this is a really moving, inspiring campaign ad for Donald Trump. I've never seen a campaign ad as interesting and as powerful as this one. Take a look at it. It's up on the webpage. Also, if you ever thought you want to be a Navy SEAL and you wonder what you have to go through, what the training is, take a look at this video. Also, Fred Armisen, he's a brilliant impressionist. There's not just a New York accent. It's like 10 different New York accents. Watch him show you all the different New York accents, and you'll recognize them when he does them. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710 WOR.com/Mark.